You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Dimitri Payet to score and West Ham to win. Was 15-8, now 9-4. And Robert Snodgrass to score and Hull to win. Was 8-1, now 10-1. West Ham edged past Burnley 1-0 midweek, and now they've got Hull at home, which is not a bad run before Christmas. Weren't that impressive in the win, dominated the first half, but allowed Burnley to come back into it in the second half. They've won 6 successive league games at home against Hull City, and Hull have now lost 6 successive away matches in the Premier League. They've actually failed to score in 4 of those games as well. But West Ham odds on at 8-13 here, Derek, to win against Hull.
Well, how bad are Hull? Well, I'm back in West Ham. I'm back in West Ham at 8-13 to beat them. That's how bad. My default system when I see West Ham at those kind of odds is oppose at all costs, but not when Hull come to town. They've played 8 games away from home, won only 1. I'm sure some of those would have been against teams, you know, less daunting than West Ham. I can't see how they can win. Then again, we said that in the opening 2 or 3 weeks of the season, and they won 2 matches, but God knows how. They're going to go down, we know that. They've got 12 points now. They ain't going to get many more between now and the end of the season, given the way they're playing. They don't look basically equipped for the Premier League. And I know that Mike Phelan was talking about getting a few signings in January, but that can't come soon enough. I think they could be cast adrift well before then. I've got to go for West Ham. I do it reluctantly. But let's not forget West Ham have won 3 games at home this season. It's a lot more than Palace, Middlesbrough, Swansea, Hull beneath them. You know, they are capable, even though they're not fully comfortable there. They are capable of getting results there, and surely against Hull, they've got to win that.
West Ham 8-13, Tom.
Well, yeah, I mean, West Ham still aren't a great side, but by their standards, they've had a decent week, haven't they? They drew at Liverpool and a victory against Burnley. However it came, they just needed to get a victory. And, you know, the next 3 games are going to decide whether West Ham are in a relegation fight or they're not. Because, as you said, obviously they've got Hull this weekend, they've got Swansea, and they go to Leicester City. So, you know, if they can pick up a decent points haul from here, they could pull themselves away. Obviously, it depends what the teams below them do, but I think it would send out a little message if they get some points on the board. And they've got to string some results together. Hull, you just can't bat now. I mean, they've lost 10 of the, 16 games this season. They've lost their last 6 away games. They've conceded 19 goals in that run. They've scored just 2. They've got big, big problems at the back. And, you know, they're a difficult side. There's a few teams this year. Well, there's more than a few teams this season. Sound it difficult to kind of, you know, get your head around. All of a sudden, I think Hull aren't creating chances. And they find it difficult to score goals. And then they pop in 3. Admittedly, against Crystal Palace at home, but they look like a free-flowing side. But I think that was more about the opponents. Look, these are free games for teams like Hull, you know, going away from home. Mind you, I say that, and I'd probably think, you know, they'd look at West Ham's situation and think you won't want West Ham, you know, pulling another 3 points away from them. The gap is already 4 points. So it's quite a big one for Hull, but I think they'll go there and attack, and ultimately they'll probably be undone. For me, I think this game will probably be pretty low on goals. It will probably be decided by a set piece of some variety, and I don't mind Andy Carroll to score on a West Ham 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 at 5-1. I think that's a good enhancement. And this season Hull have really struggled in the air with crosses into the box, so I think that'll be the same again. So Carroll or Antonio will be 2 players I'd look at in this one.
Yeah, you'll have to check the team news for Andy Carroll. I'm not sure he's fit. I think he's picked up another injury. Well, does the day...
No, surely not. No. Not Andy Carroll, surely.
If the day ends in a Y, Carroll's injured, isn't he?
He's the only man who gets carried on the field.
Yeah, you'll have to see if he's available for selection for Slaven Bilic. But
you want 5,000-1 then if he plays. You know.
Both with West Ham there, 8-13.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.